Well, welcome to Live Radio Thursday afternoon, right at 12 o'clock, although my clock here says 3:35, but something about a power outage here at the radio station yesterday, and I hope that your power's back on wherever you are and you're listening to us, maybe even in your car. My name's David Keyes. I'm your host today and host on most Thursdays, and I really enjoy talking to you, and I've really enjoyed this past year. So welcome aboard. Looking forward to a great show today. We have a couple of guests the first hour. We'll be talking a little bit about, especially excited about, getting to meet the new executive director at the Panada Theater. And the Panada is near and dear to my heart. It's one of the coolest things that we have in our community. It's a draw. It's a reminder of the past. It's a reminder that we all come together and we can save old buildings in our community. So I'm very excited to be talking to Heather here in a little bit. And then after that, we'll be talking to Ryan from BGH. He's the head of a big department there, emergency department. He does great things for them as well. I've never met him, so I'm looking forward to that during this hour too. And as I look out right now to Tag, who's one glass window away from me right now, I see snow coming down. How about you?
I do. I was out there this morning in it too, and yeah, it's coming down. I'm glad, actually. I like the snow rather than rain.
Yeah, we're a bit overdue on that too, aren't we?
I think so.
Yeah, and I feel sorry for my skier and boarder friends too. They're really chomping at the bit, and I've learned a long time ago not to go early. I mean, it's just one of those things. I don't go really early, and I don't go really late in March either. That's when something bad is going to happen. And we're all so busy, and I'm getting older, apparently. I just don't want to have something break or something fall apart when I'm up on the most beautiful mountain around. Funny to watch, though, Tagan. I don't know. Are you a boarder?
No, not really. I haven't done it for maybe since fourth or fifth grade. I haven't done it yet.
You've done nothing up at Schweitzer since then?
No, I mean, I've been up there, but like just because of sports and everything like that, they're like, don't go up there and get injured. And yeah. I get it, but yeah. Now is the time. I'm not involved anymore, so now maybe I'll get back into it.
That's right. Just don't break that nose and get all
right.
that work
I can't
done.
Break it again.
Yeah,
no.
He had this cosmetic surgery earlier. Yeah. And people reminded him that it's on radio, so nobody can tell, but that's a whole different
yeah,
story.
Yeah, perfect nose for radio. Look at that.
That's right. So I grew up in a town called Forsyth, Montana, and we had I had 45 kids in my graduating class, and we were a very small high school. So we'd have to travel a long way to play basketball and football, and I did track and all that stuff too. And so my coach would always say, when you're in basketball, especially, do not go skiing. And you know, I'm a rule follower. I try to follow the rules, but you know, we had to sneak up. And there's nothing close to Forsyth, Montana that's not flat. So it's Red Lodge. And Red Lodge is a good 140 miles away one way. And so every once in a while, a few of us would sneak up on the mountain. And lo and behold, guess who I saw up there when I was skiing?
Who's that?
My coach.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're not following the rules.
No, he wasn't following either. However, it meant more that I didn't get hurt than he did. But it was always a fun trip. And so skiing has been an important part of us in our family for sure. When I was little, I grew up in Bozeman, Montana. We have Bridger Bowl there. And I learned to ski there as a, was I third grader, second grader? And then a little bit in high school, like I said. Then when we moved here and raised both of our kids on the mountain. Both of them have been on backpacks with me and did the little the little leash behind me and a little in front of me, you know, as they were growing up. And then now they can out-ski me. And the two kids are far enough apart in age where the young one would always be the alibi. When the old one started skiing more quickly and more powerfully, I said, oh, no, I've got to wait up. Wait up. And so now they both can out-ski me, so I have no more alibis. So I need to have some grandkids popping in here quickly to start filling up that void. But, you know, Winter Wonderland, Sandpoint is beautiful this time of year. Here we are rolling into the Christmas, especially, and there's no prettier place, I don't think, than really First and Cedar right there on that corner. You know, you got the bridge, and you have Larson's been there forever. I love seeing those old Ross Hall photos, too, of days gone by there. And it's funny, the front of the buildings, of course, they haven't changed. The awnings have, and the history has, too. But what a great place. You know, people always ask, you know, describe the main street of your town. And those aren't Main Street, but they are our Main Street in my mind. Would you believe that too, Ted?
I agree, 100%. Yeah, they're not the Main Street, like you said, but it's the main spot for sure.
It is, and iconic and all that. And if you haven't had a chance, this is the time of year when our local merchants really make enough money to carry them for the time when they aren't as busy. So if you haven't already clicked the buttons for the Amazons and whatever else in the world, spend some time downtown. I mean, it's just great to see all these merchants, and we've grown up with them. We've had kids who've worked for them. We've had, you know, just different issues when we've talked to them, and they've been great supporters of our community. And this is really a chance maybe to give back a little bit, or at least give them a chance. I always used to say that when I ran the newspaper, shop locally first, give it a shot, take a look, and then perhaps do what you need to do, but at least give them a shot. I think that's not asking a whole lot. So shop locally. That would be the advice of the day. So what do you say about that, Tag?
I agree. I like it. I like going down there just looking, even if I don't buy anything, just looking around, checking everything out.
Yeah, I'm surprised really how much the businesses have turned over this past couple of years, too. And they're all, I guess it's maybe more touristy, I guess, a little bit.
Yeah, no, but it is. Yeah.
But this is before your time, but when the big battle over the byway was fought, half the town was convinced that all business would dry up and go away because people weren't forced to come down first and see during those. You won't remember this, but it was three lanes, one-way traffic. So heaven help you if you want to pull in, if you're not in that lane. And then you're sitting next to, I remember sitting at Ivano's when Ivano's used to be on that corner of Pine and First. And you'd be eating outside, enjoying the best food in the world. Ivano's loved it. But then there'd be a cattle or a pig truck parked at the stoplight right there. And that kind of ruins all the ambiance. That really kind of ruins that. But I remember twice that happened to us. And then at that point, we decided, you know, I think we'll eat inside. So, well, why not, right? Why not? But it's been fun to watch Sandpoint grow up, but still remain the small town that it is. And nothing reminds me more of that part of it than Christmas and the holidays here. And I love seeing a little bit of snow here. The only risk we're taking, Tag, though, is that we're recording this live on Thursday. And by Saturday, we could have a banana express come through and we could be, 80 degrees and sunny or something.
Yeah, it seems like it all the time. I think tomorrow's already going to be sunny, too.
It's supposed to be warmer tomorrow,
exactly,
too.
Exactly right. It's all just going to disappear. It happens all the time.
So, and in the auto repair world, we had the big storms last couple days now with a lot of rain and wind. And that wind knocked over more trees. I've seen more vehicles with limbs through the windshield and trees that have collapsed on top of vehicles I've ever seen before. So please be careful. What happens is it rains so hard that the ground is soft, and then that wind kicks in, and these older trees especially if you've done some clearing around on your property, they're more exposed to that wind, and they fall over, and lo and behold, it's very expensive and dangerous. I saw somebody actually died in Coeur d'Alene yesterday as a wind result, as a tree going through their house. So that's nasty, nasty stuff. But on a more positive note, we're looking forward to the holidays here. I still call this place Santa Point, Idaho, ho, ho, because gosh darn it, there's no place better than here for the holidays for sure. So I think we'll take our quick break here first, Tag, and then when we come back, we'll be talking to Heather, the new executive director at the Panada Theater. So we'll catch you on the other side of the commercials.
Sugar Tooth on the Cedar Street Bridge. Come shop for all your sweet needs. Find local chocolates made on site using ethically sourced cocoa. Sugar Tooth is your one-stop shop for quality gifts for the holidays. Experience the international candy, drinks, and snacks from more than 10 countries. Sugar Tooth's homemade bestsellers, of course, chocolate, caramel apples, and truffles. Chocolate is always a great gift for the holidays. Sugar Tooth on the Cedar Street Bridge. Happy holidays.
Lana K Realty has a super buy with a price reduction, 723 North Christopher Drive in Coeur d'Alene. Spacious four-bedroom, three-bath home with numerous updates, perfectly situated in a peaceful neighborhood close to schools. A detached shop with new lighting and an electric garage door, RV parking, and beautifully landscaped grounds. Move-in ready and combines comfort, functionality, and convenience in one exceptional package. Listed now at $600,000. See the professionals at Lana K Realty, lanakrealty.com.
For nearly 100 years, Adams Tractor has helped Idaho get the job done, one to-do list at a time. As your local Kubota dealer in Lewiston and Spokane, we're proud partners of Vandal Athletics. Whether you're digging, mowing, or plowing the snow, Kubota equipment delivers the muscle, and Adams backs it with hometown service you can trust. Visit AdamsTractor.com today. Adams Tractor. Nearly a century strong, powered by Kubota, proud to back the Vandals.
Yes, indeed, it can be the most wonderful time of the year. Don Thomas here for Sandpoint Furniture, and we always think that home is the best place to be for the holidays. We want to thank all of our customers for trusting us with their furniture needs for over 80 years now. And if you need any gift ideas, the store has been tagged with holiday savings throughout the month of December, and we can help you pick out a piece you'll love for years to come. So stop by Sandpoint Furniture and grab a warm drink and a nice treat so we can wish your family a sincere Merry Christmas and a healthy and happy New Year.
Are you in a kerfuffle about entertaining over the holidays? Let Winter Ridge be your safe place to fall. With beautiful floral arrangements for the table, a vast selection of wines and beers for any taste, and delicious desserts from our bakery, you'll be the hit of the season. Don't forget about curbside shopping at Winter Ridge. Just log in, select what you want from our entire inventory, and pick up your order while one of our delightful elves will deliver it to your warm car. See our website for more info. Winter Ridge, local, natural, delicious, on the corner of Lake and Boyer and Sandpoint.
No gift? No problem. With Target's last-minute gifts, the holidays are a breeze. You can score on the hottest toys, beauty must-haves, chocolatey stocking stuffers, and much more. And if you need it now, no worries. Swing by any Target store today and snag all the stocking stuffers and gifts for the most magical season yet. Step into the holidays, check off everything on your list, and save big on your last-minute gifts. Only at Target. Restrictions apply.
News Talk 97.1. We're here for a good time. Not a long time. So have a good time.
Well, welcome back to Live Local Radio on your favorite radio station right now, since Pat is not on the other one right now. We're all alone on 97.1 FM. We're live right now, but we do rebroadcast Tag over the weekend, and that'll be on Saturday or Sunday. Saturday. Okay, there we go. For some reason, he's away from his microphone, so I'm making him scramble. That's really good. So if you missed part of this show, you can find us there. But also, this is also a podcast, too. So it's probably tomorrow, my guess is it'll be up on NorthIdahoRadio.com. Just check on the date, and you can find us, and you can save it. And Heather, you can keep it for your books, for history.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Welcoming Heather White from the Panada, the newest, greatest leader of the Panada Theater. One of the coolest things we have in town, Panada is the gem of our community. A lot of us have been around long enough to know and remember when it fell into disrepair, and the town rallied behind it. So there's a sense of community there more than just a place to a venue. It's really a sense of our community to, and watching the history. All of our kids have had dance recitals there, correct, all that kind of stuff. Yes. So Heather, well, welcome first of all to the studio and welcome to Sandpoint.
Thank
you. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and maybe what your plans are for the Panada. Ta-da.
I was hoping you'd tell me what my plans were.
Well, I've got ideas for you.
No, thank you very much for having me today. I'm very excited. I've been on the job now officially since November 1st, so I'm still running around a little bit with my hair on fire, trying to figure everything out. I originally hail from the Seattle area. My husband and my son and I came over to Sandpoint in the fall of 2020. So we've been here officially for 5 years. And we're looking to slow the pace of life for Oliver. He was a little unexpected in our life, so we were, you know, thrilled to have him. But
how old is he?
He's 8 now.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So this is super fun to be in this role at the theater, of course, because, you know, I've got my little guy at home, and I know how important it is to these kids, especially in our community, when they do events and especially theatrical events. So we have that opportunity to support them with our theater.
Yeah. Well, very, very good.
Yeah.
So what kind of background did you bring to this? What kind of roles have you had that maybe led you this direction?
Sure. Well, so I have an undergrad degree in music. I'm a pianist and studied collegiately. And then I also have an MBA, so a master's of business. And I had 2 tenures at the Boeing company doing a couple different roles for them. And then I also worked for an online SaaS company. So I've worked in both manufacturing and recurring revenue type business models. And I think the board was really excited when they found that out, because I have both sides of me, one that's really sensitive and appreciative of the arts, but also come with a little bit of a business savvy behind me as well. And so I can look at things from that lens.
Right. So, and had you been involved with the Panada prior to being selected?
No, not. I mean, not outside of being coming to shows and participating that way. I did spend a little bit of time at the Music Conservatory as doing some teaching there with some of their piano students. So got involved with the community at in that capacity, but nothing specific to the Panada.
Right, right. So when you moved here, you knew about the Panada, or at least you came across the Panada.
Oh yeah.
What was your first impression of the Panada? What was your first experience with the Panada?
Yeah, I believe somebody else had asked me this, and I think it
what?
Was...
I only ask original questions, Heather. So.
No, it's great. I believe that I had seen two of the piano teachers from the Music Conservatory perform there, I think was my very first experience. And I love the theater. I think it speaks very much to the small town component of Sandpoint itself, and it just... It isn't Sandpoint without it, is sort of how I feel about it. But I remember seeing the two pianists up there, and I thought, gosh, how do I get up there myself? I come from the Seattle area, and so we're always, especially as musicians, always looking for performing venues, and they're very hard to come across. And so it's really great that we have this opportunity here.
Yeah, it is unique. I think maybe most cities, most towns have a theater, maybe a historic type theater. But again, I think the acoustics I hear are wonderful at our Panada. Mm-hmm. I hear the venue itself for performers is wonderful too. So you haven't been on stage yet to play?
I have not.
Not even in the quietest times yet, huh?
Well, the piano is tucked away, but I haven't had any time to practice, so.
right. So again, you're so brand new, but you've got a great board, it sounds like. And
I do.
Yeah, and so they're giving you some guidance, I would assume. So I imagine since November is just really right behind us a bit, you haven't had a chance really to jump in with both feet quite yet, but maybe looking around to seeing what you might do to make it better, or what are you seeing?
Yeah, well, no, I do feel like I've dived in head first. I think that, the first order of business is to get to know the staff. We have a great staff, and we have a fantastic volunteer staff as well that we thrive on. They really help support us in a lot of capacity. And so trying to really understand the nuances of both. We've got a lot of great, talented people that are working for us. I think the theater itself needs some operating structure around it. And so that was sort of the first order of business by way of the board. So they're looking for me to put in some processes.
Sure.
So that's kind of where my mind has been.
So the Boeing brain is on,
yes.
on right now, and the performing brain is coming. Is that what's going on?
Very much so. yes, Boeing is so overly, regulated. Not overly, but just highly regulated for obvious reasons. And so really... coming out of that structure and then into something that is not regulated at all. It's, I feel like a little bit like a ball kind of bouncing back and forth,
Sure.
But there's smart things that we can do, to run things efficiently because we're operating on a very, tight budget. So, really looking for ways to, get the most out of our staff at, for the least cost, obviously.
Sure. Sure. So, and again, you have a really dedicated paid staff, but a legion of volunteers.
Oh, yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, our volunteers are, I can't say enough about them. We would be in big trouble without them. So, we rely on them, especially right now in December. We've got so many shows going on, and our cleaners have been coming in almost every other day, which is a huge ask, and they do a beautiful job. So we're eternally grateful.
So December is one of the busier months, I would assume.
It is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then January is fairly busy too. It seems like, just looking back over the years I've watched the Panada, it's getting more busy all the time. Would that be accurate? Is that not accurate? Or where do you see that?
Well, I'm not sure. I know we're booked out for about 6 months, and we do have a lot of big stuff on the calendar. But I think that, part of what I want to do after I sort of get my arms around the administration is to move forward. In fact, the staff and I are going to be meeting over the next couple of weeks, and we're going to do some strategy sessions about how, what, where, when, and why we're booking our theater. So it'd be great to really put some ideas on paper, really think strategically about how we want to fill our time at the theater. Perfect. And then and run with that. So we'll be focusing on that in the next couple of weeks.
Well, you have no vacation coming up for a while, I wouldn't think. But no. And you also have people who are dedicated to the Century Fund and all the fundraisers that you're doing too.
Yes.
And it touches so many different groups.
Yes.
One of my groups, Rotary International, we have our district conference coming up there on May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Okay.
And we wouldn't have done it without the Panada. I mean, we wanted to make sure it was the Panada.
Wonderful.
We're all good that way. We're excited about that. Okay. But we're only one of hundreds of groups that use the Panada. And sure. I love the idea, I think, of maybe codifying more how you book, why you book, mm-hmm. what's the ROI back on it. I mean, getting maybe more of a business sense. Is that what I'm picking up?
I think so. Yeah, I think that's my goal. I'd like to have a nice little KPI dashboard for the board to say, you know, this is what's happening financially. And this is where we have some opportunity to, you know, to fix this or help this or, you know, really just put some parameters and some, you know, some backing to what we're doing numerically.
You bet. Well, and I guess sometimes it takes a fresh set of eyes. The board is still pretty much the same board, right, that's been there for a couple of years now, I would think, or at least
a while. Yes. And we're all current on our website, so you can find everybody's pictures and everybody's up. So Sean Baim is our president, and Charlotte Soley is our vice president.
Right. And so if people want to know what's going on at the Panada, Panada.org is the best place to go?
It is, yes. And we've got a couple of events. We have one today, and we have our David Da Vinci Thrillusionist tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're super excited about him. And we have kind of one last show on Sunday, which is actually sold out. The Polar Express, the Leish Dance Company is coming in.
Wonderful.
And then we'll have a little bit of a reprieve for a couple weeks before we have another movie event on, I believe, January 9th.
Great. Yeah. Well, Heather, welcome to Sandpoint officially.
Thank you.
You've been here a few years. You're in a different role now for sure.
Yes.
And best of luck with your new endeavor too. Again, people hold the Panada up in rare, rare, rare altitude because it's such an important part of who we are and what we do. Okay. And just that look of that marquee and just knowing that's been there forever and watching it grow that way. So like I was mentioning to you, I think you've got the best job in town.
Thank you.
It's a lot of responsibility for sure.
Yes.
And I'm sure people are waiting to see your magic touch on the performance part, but also the business part of it as well, too.
Thank you.
So
thank you. Yeah.
Thank you for your time today.
Absolutely.
And you're always welcome back. We'll talk more at another time.
Thank you, David.
You bet.
Merry Christmas.
So Merry Christmas to you as well. So we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, we'll be talking to Ryan from Bonner General Health. And we will go from there. We'll talk to you after the break. Thanks.
Santa and his reindeer are stopping by Kalispell Casino and RV Resort. Saturday, December 20th, join Kalispell Casino and RV Resort in Cusick, Washington for fun for the whole family. Free hot cocoa, free cookie decorating, and the opportunity to meet Santa and his reindeer from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Celebrate the holidays Saturday, December 20th in Cusick, Washington, just 20 minutes north of Newport on Highway 20. Kalispell Casino and RV Resort, the best entertainment in Ponderay County.
If you haven't visited the Rusty Trunk lately, now is the perfect time to stop in and experience the holidays and everything it has to offer. It's more than just a store. It's a place filled with magic, memories, and beauty. A true holiday shopping wonderland, no matter what you're looking for, from jewelry to furniture to that vintage piece you never knew you had to have. And join us on December 19th and 20th, Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus from 1 to 4 p.m., the Rusty Trunk.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. We'd like to thank our community for all the generous donations for our Thanksgiving food drive. We'll be collecting toys for the Lions Club toy drive. Bring us a new unwrapped toy and get $5 off any oil change through December 21st. Our certified technicians work on all makes and models, including Subaru and Toyota. Pierce Auto Center.
Whatever temperatures this winter brings, your friendly and knowledgeable Bryant dealer is ready to help. If it's a quick fix or an entirely new heating system, your local Bryant dealer, Highmark Heating and Cooling, will do whatever it takes for your family's comfort. We're committed to meeting your needs and your budget with a high level of skills and integrity. Call to schedule an appointment today. Go to HighmarkHeatingandCooling.com. Proudly serving Bonner County for over 20 years. Bryant, whatever it takes.
The new Coeur d'Alene Gun Show, sponsored by Lewis Clark Trader, is coming to the Kootenai County Fairgrounds this weekend. The Coeur d'Alene Gun Show features hundreds of tables full of guns, antiques, Native American artifacts, collectibles, coins, knives, art, and Old West items. buy, sell, trade, or just browse around. Two big days, Saturday 9 to 6, Sunday 9 to 3. Don't miss the Coeur d'Alene Gun Show at the Kootenai County Fairgrounds this weekend. Sponsored by the Lewis Clark Trader.
Giving back is a huge part of our identity at Winter Ridge. We are continuing our food drive through December that benefits Bonner Community Food Bank. Please consider making a contribution during the season of sharing. If you bring your own shopping bag, we take a nickel off your receipt or donate it to one of three local charities. We choose the recipients carefully. If you represent a charity and would like to be involved, please call us. We are truly grateful and thankful for your support during 2025. We exist because of you, Winter Ridge. Local, natural, delicious, on the corner of Lake and Boyer and Sandpoint.
North Idaho's Radio, News Talk 97.1. We're here for a good time. Not a long time. So have a good time.
And welcome back to Live Local Radio on 97.1 in snowy today, Thursday, Sandpoint, Idaho. God only knows on Saturday when this is rebroadcast, tag, what's going to be happening out there, but I'm going to go with snow. I think we're overdue for snow, and, you know, who knows what will happen, but I'm being optimistic because we are in Santa Point, Idaho, ho, ho, again, too. It kills them every time I say that. It's all really good. I've got a special guest today. I've got Ryan Kerouac, who is from Bonner General Health. He's the emergency room coordinator, manager type. And he's fairly new to the job, but he's been at BGH for a while. But we wanted to talk today about strokes and all sorts of, I guess, it's not a holiday thing really, but it's kind of a year-round thing, isn't it? But first of all, I want to welcome you, Ryan. Welcome aboard.
Thanks, David. It's great to be here.
Great seeing you as well, for sure. So maybe tell the listeners a little bit about who you are and how you got here.
All right. So I'm Ryan. I grew up on the East Coast, actually. And the mountains are small and the lakes are even smaller. So I decided to find a place out west where I had big mountains, big powder, and big lakes. And Sandpoint kind of checked all those boxes and made my way out here. And after I became a nurse and BGH offered me a job, they offered to pay for me to move here, which win. Couldn't pass that up. Yeah. So I've been here 5 years now, and what a place it is.
What a good facility to be a part of, I would assume, too, for you, seeing talent like you are and moving your way up the ranks a bit?
I've worked at so many critical access hospitals, which BGH is categorized as. And I will say that BGH is the best critical access hospital I've worked at. I've worked in Southern Idaho, Eastern Washington, Florida, and the staff here, the people here really kind of make the community, whereas you don't find the level of people and the happiness that you have here.
Well, that transcends, it goes both ways, doesn't it? You've got great administration for sure, great coworkers. I know a bunch of your coworkers too, and you know people really want to be there and they do want to help their community. And it is funny to watch, isn't it? People, maybe they assume that it's such a small facility compared to, you know, Spokane, for example, even Coeur d'Alene, that perhaps the care isn't there for some levels of certain things. But in the emergency world, it's there, and you know exactly what to do. And there's probably no better critical care around, especially when something happens to somebody here in the Sandpoint area.
There really isn't. I've worked at big hospitals, and to be honest with you, at big ones, you have so much help that as a nurse, you're not going to see the level of sick patients that you will hear.
Right.
Just because, you know, there's two nurses on at night, there's a car accident. Well, it's you, your partner, and your doctor, and you got to figure it out and get it done. And we're really lucky to have a great group of doctors and great group of nurses.
Yeah, I was mentioning off air to you that we've tried to test drive you here recently with a family member, and you guys are great. You helped us a bunch. Yeah. Got him in and took care of everything, and we're back to normal, so that's even better. So thank you for that. And I think those are the stories that people want to know about, too. You know, we want the success stories, don't we? Because emergency room is emergency room. I mean, that's high stakes, high testosterone, a little bit going. You know, you're always going when I've been in there. And it's just fun to watch the outcomes. And again, it's a special kind of nurse and doctor who are ER folks, I'd guess.
There is a unique group that kind of gravitates towards the ER, and one of the things we have to work on in the ER is we love that chaos, and you know it is kind of an intoxicating, fun environment. But sometimes, most of the time, it's people's worst days of their sure. lives when they're in there. So it's, you know, trying to find that balance where you're not smiling and high-fiving too much.
Right.
Because it is a lot of people's really bad days. But we do awesome. So the state has a TSE council. TSE is a time-sensitive emergency. Yeah. And we've been recognized multiple times about how quick we're able to recognize emergencies, the decisive action we take, and our ability to, you know, make a difference in those people's lives.
Yeah.
Stroke being the one that I manage the most as the stroke coordinator at BGH.
So you became the stroke coordinator because that is its own little compartment. Is that why? Do you have to be an expert at strokes? Is that what goes on?
Essentially, yeah. There's a lot of different metrics that you try to measure when someone has a stroke because there's a lot of kind of goals. Stroke being something that just disables so many Americans, it's usually the number one or two disabling medical problem in America just year after year after year. So we track a bunch of numbers trying to make sure that we're providing the best care for people and giving them the best opportunity to have a successful turnaround like your family member did.
Absolutely. Again, people are funny though. They keep thinking I've got to drive further away to do something different. And I think the more I've spent time meeting members of their staff here, the BGH staff for sure. Wow. I mean, to a person, they've been really, really good, really professional. And you're right in there too. So you rose to the level now of being a supervisor. But are you still getting your hands dirty? You're still doing all the stuff too?
Oh, that's, yeah, I try to. It's, you know, busy days are tough days in the ER sometimes.
Yeah.
But I'm lucky enough where when it is busy, I get to go and get my, you know, hands kind of involved. A few weeks ago, we had a really sick patient and it was fun for me. I mean, I know sick patients aren't the best thing, but it is fun to try to, you know, we're fighting off the Grim Reaper per se.
Sure.
And it is fun to go in there and try to make a difference in someone's life and try to turn it around. And I, for the first time in a while, I got nervous. I had to start an IV and it was like a really high risk IV and the nerves hit me. I don't normally feel that. I've been doing this for a while now. So,
right.
I've been an ER nurse for a while. IVs are generally speaking very easy, but I hadn't done one in a few weeks and I felt the pressure of the situation. It was, very, very fun. Yeah. And the patient had a good outcome. So that always makes it even
better for sure. For sure. Any idea, and I'm sure there's stats out there, how many emergency room visits do you have in a year?
12,000, give or take.
So 12,000. What's the math on that per day? My gosh.
35 a day. The summertime really kind of boosts those numbers. We see a lot of, we average in the, you know, the 40s in the summertime. And then in the wintertime, we're averaging in the 30s in the wintertime. But yeah, we see, and that number has risen significantly in the last 5 years.
Population base? Getting older,
population getting older. For some reason, the highway seems to just be a dangerous place in the last 2 years. I'm sure my boss Marion Martin was on recently talking about all the traumas that we see. A lot of head on collisions, yeah. And those are so 60 plus 60 is 120, and that's real fast.
Very devastating for sure. Yeah, no doubt at all. We. One thing that's kind of unique, and again, I try not to go to your ER too many times, but we had kids. So we have, you know, we had fish hooks, we've had allergies, we've had all sorts of allergic reactions to bee stings, all the whole thing. And to walk in and see that funny little dry erase board when you walk in there about all the accidents that have come in there, they have, you know, like fishing, well, especially in summer, they had, I remember seeing like fireworks accidents, they had, you know, people getting stuck in string, and just weird stuff. I love that part about a small community health facility, I truly do. And how do you find that balance of the service to neighbors and friends that you see now versus making sure that they're getting the highest possible care? How do you find that balance?
That's always the challenging question, finding the balance in any kind of relationship that you have. But we just work hard for all of our patients. You know, it is always challenging. One of the things we talk about, all these dang tourists, but if you're a tourist, we'll treat you just as well as a local. We'll give you the best care possible. Most of our patients, they're nervous to come into BGH for the first time. Sure. But on the second time, they said, I was thinking about going to Kootenai, But you guys get me in so fast and you're so friendly that instead I just came here.
Right.
Which is awesome to hear from the community.
Well, I'd like to keep this conversation going. We're going to take a quick break. Can we talk after the commercial and talk some more?
Yeah,
of course. You available for some more talk?
I'm available.
Okay, so let's do that. Tag, I think what we'll do is we'll take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll talk to Ryan a little bit more about the wacky world of emergency rooms and how important it is in our community. So we'll catch you after the break.
Flu season is here, and it's more important than ever to keep up on our health. Visit Sandpoint Superdrug today on 5th Avenue to get your flu vaccinations and all your vitamins. While you're there, they're fully stocked and ready for the holiday season with their beautiful gift and decor selection. Sandpoint Superdrug has everything you need in one place. Open 7 days a week and serving Sandpoint for more than 50 years.
Accidents happen, and when they do, more people reach out to Northwest Auto Body, consistently voted the best auto body shop in the region. We offer guaranteed repairs by certified technicians, using only state-of-the-art equipment. Our locally owned collision facilities have been serving North Idaho for nearly 50 years. Find us online or just stop on by. No appointments needed, no charge estimates, and advice is just good customer service. Remember, Northwest Auto Body in Sandpoint, Ponderay, and now in Bonner's Ferry.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
Attention. Have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers, so don't wait. If you owe $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-447-7755. That's 800-447-7755. Once again, that's 800-447-7755.
Never have I ever called my sister from the finish line of my first marathon.
Hello?
You won't believe where I am.
Are you running?
Mile 26. I'm gonna make it.
Switch to T-Mobile's 55 Plus plan and get iPhone 16e with its advanced camera system on us. Plus, two lines for just $30 a line.
Guys, I can't believe it.
I knew you could do it, babe.
That was amazing.
Mom, how do you feel?
I feel great. I can't feel my feet. Let's take a picture. And then you may carry me to the car.
Share every stride, every mile, every memory on America's best network. Switch to T-Mobile's 55 Plus plan and get iPhone 16e on us. And two lines for just $30 a line.
With 24-month bill credits and two eligible port-ins on Essentials 55 Plus for well-qualified customers with autopay plus taxes, fees, and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off early or cancel. Contact us. Finance equipment 128 gigabytes, $599.99 required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 1H2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
News Talk 97.1 KSPT KBFI.
Well, welcome back, and I'm glad you hung around and listened to us on 97.1 FM. I'm glad you're here today, and happy holidays to all of you, and Merry Christmas and all that good stuff, because there's no better place in the world than Sandpoint, Idaho, when it's snowing outside, which it is right now. Again, no guarantees when you hear this on Saturday, for sure. We've been talking with Ryan Kerouac, who's the BGH ER manager. Just really about all things emergency services, my goodness. But one thing we talked about off the air a little bit was scheduling all of the people to be in there at different times. You have a cadre of how many nurses, how many docs, how many, what do you have to schedule a shift? How do you go about doing that?
Well, we look at it as a 24-hour kind of block period, and then you have staffing throughout the day. We try to keep more staff on during busier hours, so you have two nurses from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., then a nurse from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., and then you usually have an emergency room tech who's kind of the helping hands of the nurse and doctor, and there we have one from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and then one from 1 p.m. to 1 a.m. And then there's doctors. So, I mean, it gets complex pretty fast. And if someone doesn't come to work, my gosh, it gets even more complex.
I heard even every once in a while you have to get in there and do the duty yourself. Huh?
I certainly do. No, you know, and short notice any hours, but it is always kind of fun.
That's that term of manager sometimes follows that along. So very, very good. One thing we talked about too, with all those visits that you have, again, the juggling that has to go on to make sure we're getting the highest level of service we can, which again, I know you do that. One thing you mentioned a term that I hadn't heard about before, and that's a stroke called a wake-up stroke. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. So when we look at all the numbers on strokes every year, and that's something we're always kind of looking at, we're trying to see how we can make the most benefit for our community. One of the problems that we've constantly run into, and this problem's nationwide, not just in Sandpoint, is the wake-up stroke. It's this stroke where you go to sleep at night, say 10 p.m., and then you wake up at some point in the evening. Sometimes it's, you know, if you're older, 2 in the morning to go pee, or sometimes it's 6 a.m., and you wake up and you have stroke symptoms in the morning.
Like what? What kind of symptoms would you see?
The big ones are, we call it BFAST, which is your balance. So all of a sudden, your balance, you feel like you're kind of drunk, but you haven't been drinking. Your eyes, you lose vision in one portion or field of your eye or your vision. And then you have your face. So if you can't feel half your face, or your smile's off, or your tongue isn't working like normal. And then one side of your arm is weak, so your right arm is weak versus your left arm, or your right arm is just completely numb right now. And that also works on the legs too. So your leg could become, one leg will be weak. And usually if your arm's weak on the right side, your leg will be weak on the right side as well. Oh. So that kind of unilateral weakness would be a sign. And then speech. People will get slurred speech. So once again, those drunk symptoms kind of kicking in. Or you can't talk, or you can't understand what people are saying to you. That would be the big signs that you could be having a stroke. And unfortunately, what a lot of people do is they wake up 2 in the morning, their balance is all off, they're walking to the toilet, maybe they miss the toilet completely when they're going, and they just go right back to bed. And they wake up at 8 a.m. and they're still feeling those symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the amount of time that's gone by in between you noticing those symptoms and say 8 a.m., it reduces the amount of medicine that we can give you. It reduces the amount of interventions that we can do for you. And we cannot give you this medication called TNK or tenecteplase. It has a very short window in which we can give it, and it's 4.5 hours after you have your symptoms. So if you notice the symptoms at 2 a.m. and then you come into the ER at 8 a.m., you've really reduced the amount we can do for you. And this medication, TNK, it's incredible what it can do. I mean, there are always risks with medications,
sure.
But you think about somebody who comes in completely disabled. They can't move their left side or their right side of their body, or they can't speak. And we give them this medication. After we give them the medication, we usually send them to Kootenai for 24-hour evaluation. And 50% of the time, they go home.
How about that? So fight your instincts about not calling something in if you have an issue. If you're with somebody else in your home, maybe have them check you out, right? If you're having some kind of symptoms, and then get on that 911 and get down to the hospital, huh? Because again, it sounds like there's a window of opportunity where you could have pretty good recovery, and it kind of maybe some of that diminishes after a certain amount of time. There's only so much more you can do as that clock keeps ticking. Is that accurate?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's very accurate. We say time is tissue, time is brain. You're losing brain cells every minute. A stroke is essentially a blood clot in your brain. It's a heart attack in your brain. And you're just losing brain cells every second, every minute that goes by that you wait. And that TNK is a clot-dissolving medication. It'll really allow blood to flow to your brain again and reduce the amount of brain loss that you'll essentially have.
Because if you lose some of that, you don't get some of that back later on, right? Right.
Nope, you just don't.
So again, the secret, do people know when they're having something wrong like that? I mean, if you are having, again, you can't roll your tongue, or you can't, you know, you have droopiness going on, do patients know that, or does somebody have to? Do you have to tell somebody, "Hey, honey, check this out. I'm not very strong in my right arm. Going through some symptoms." Or how do you move forward with that?
I would say most people understand that they're having those symptoms, but most people are just, people are so incredible. They're not selfish enough. So they say, I'm just dehydrated. I just need to take a nap.
Aspirin, and take two aspirin in the bathroom and call it good.
Yeah. And a lot of people, their partners won't even know. Their family members won't even know. They'll just put it off. You know, they're not here for themselves. They're doing something for somebody else. Right. And, you know, something that makes our community so special is people are here just trying to help other people.
Sure.
But we care about everybody. So we want those people to come in and we want to be able to help them best.
Now, is this age, do you see this at certain ages? Do you see this certain health conditions? I mean, what's a precursor to having a stroke?
The two biggest precursors are diabetes and smoking cigarettes. Or smoking in general.
Okay.
Those are the two biggest ones. And then, I mean, age does play a factor into it. You know, hyperlipidemia or high cholesterol, that seems to play a factor into it. But the really big one's diabetes and smoking. If you have diabetes and you smoke, you should stop smoking.
There you go. You heard it here first. We get all the breaking health news right here.
Right.
So if nothing else, limit your risk of stroke by quitting smoking right away.
That would be...
Get checked out, first of all, especially if you start feeling numbness and whatever else all the whole thing is. And if you think that you are getting warning signs, get them checked out, right?
Definitely. Yeah. If you have... They have these things called TIAs, which is usually a precursor to a stroke. If you have a TIA, which is a transient ischemic attack, fancy word for saying it's a stroke, but your body's able to overcome that stroke... You have a 30% chance of having a stroke in the 90 days after that TIA. So if you have a TIA, don't blow that off. You got to go and follow up with your primary care doctor. You got to go and have a conversation with somebody about it. That way it doesn't, the next time isn't the real deal.
The warning shot across the bow, as it were, huh?
Yeah. The body's warning shot.
And especially now with holidays too. I mean, how horrible would that be to have something like that happen in your family too? So I guess there's the warning right there, Ryan. You warned everybody to quit smoking, take care of yourself. If you get that warning shot across the bow, get it checked out and live a longer, healthier life that way for yourself and those around you as well too. Thank you so much for coming by today. It's been great meeting you, and we've had some pretty good discussion on the air and off the air too. Ryan is just another example of all the professionals that BGH attracts and holds on to here, and that list keeps getting longer, the ones I know every show, and I appreciate you stopping by. So thank you so much for your time, and we'll be in touch again sometime soon. And I want to wish all of you a happy first of all, Merry Christmas coming up, but happy holidays to you, and I want to make sure that you enjoy this time of year. Take that deep breath. Spend some time with your family, because we all have 1,440 minutes in a day, and those days go by pretty fast, and those minutes go by very quickly too. And let's make the most of it here in Sandpoint.